This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Welcome, everybody, to Me Time. I am solo this week again, and I'm not mad at it because I get an opportunity to just spend a little time saying thank you, which is what came to mind when I thought about this solo episode. So over the last couple of months, the other podcast that I do, it's called The Psychologists Are In. It is for a show called Psych that I was on for 8 years. We've been on tour, going to these conventions and doing live shows and having a ball. And it's been wild. It has been several cities. I think we're halfway through now. And it's weird because like we hit this halfway point, and then today it was pointed out. So when I'm doing this, it's actually Tuesday, the 26th. But it was pointed out that this was the anniversary, 10-year anniversary of the final episode that Psych aired. And, or I should say the final episode of Psych aired. And wow, I have just been in a lot of, I don't know, nostalgia and like thinking about time just in general, you know? It's so wild time. The whole thing is just, it's just wild. Y'all are going to be like, Maggie's lost it. She's officially lost it. She's off the deep end somewhere, all up in her head. But it's true. I think about like how fast these 10 years feel like they've gone and how present all of us in the cast are in each other's lives. I mean, we are still very much a family. And there are rarely more than 2 days that go by that someone isn't lighting up. We have a thread, a text thread called the Psych Fam, that someone isn't lighting up the thread and sharing a story or saying where they are or telling us to, you know, keep someone in our prayers or thoughts or, you know, whatever. Like we are very connected, and we've all been through so much life together. And it had me thinking too about this podcast, The Psychologists Are In, this other one that I do. It had me thinking about me time. It had me thinking about how 2 years ago, I could not have imagined that I would be on a live tour with a podcast in front of hundreds of people at these different venues and conventions that we're going to. It's just, life is just wild. Could not have even seen it. Like, the vision wasn't there. I feel like I'm a pretty good visualization person, and I can, you know, if I put my eye on the prize, at least work toward that direction. This wasn't a part of it. It literally was the Psychologists Are In podcast came from a place of love, and that is it. It had me thinking about that in work and life just in general. It was not something that was started for, you know, any other reason other than, oh my God, this idea in the pandemic that, you know, and seeing hearing about rewatch podcasts and, you know, thinking, my God, we have so many stories to tell. We all love still hanging out with each other. And oh my God, this would be an amazing thing to do. And to have Tim come on and us, you know, get to be partners again, basically. It's just been the most special gift. And it just, it feels like this gift that just keeps on giving, but it's just love. I mean, we all love each other. We love telling these stories. We love talking about Psych. We love meeting all of you. I'm going to get to that in a minute. And then we're now doing a Psych convention 10 years later after we've been off the air. We are going to be all, you know, reuniting for a really fun weekend together where we get to hang out with psychos. Anyway, so I just, time is crazy. life is crazy. This podcast and even hosting podcasts, and I'll just share this. I think I shared it when this podcast came out, but like, you know, this is a little bit of like, this has been me facing a fear a little bit because this is not something I really could see myself doing not that long ago. And the fact that it's like a moving train now, and it's kind of what I do and I love it, is just, it's wild. Anyway, again, this all just is from basically opening a little door and saying, I want to tell psych stories and share it with everybody. And now I'm hosting two podcasts and have hosted a third podcast and probably going to host more podcasts, and I don't know. So anyway, I'm just in the reflection right now, literally, of like time and how crazy it is and how life is just full of all these wild twists and turns, and how this year. So this is what I was going to get to with the people, because a lot of you at these conventions that a lot of people I've met have mentioned me time and listening to me time. Some people have talked about how they, like, you know, will find a little me time in their day just from, because they've been listening to the podcast. It just warms my heart. Someone else was like, oh, I love the like beauty episodes that you do. And like, I'm like, wow, okay, that's awesome. That feels good. People are listening, and people are listening to the psychologist, and all these people are coming to the shows. And I don't know. This is just, I don't know. I was thinking tonight about the show, and I was thinking about all of the psychos and just how grateful we are and how special it is to get to meet all of you at these different events that we've been going through, and how much joy it brings us. It's been a wild start to the year. Again, could not have imagined that the start of 2024 I would have brought on my grandfather passing away, which I don't think I've really shared, and that's okay. And another round of COVID that I shook off. It was a weird kind of January. Felt like genuinely felt like a whole year in and of itself. And I think that meeting a lot of people and going to these conventions has just had me thinking a lot about everyone in general. I know last week I talked about travel and how I like to take time on planes to reflect, and how I'm always just sort of blown away at just how many people there are, and how everybody's in their lives and their families and their work and their feelings and all the things that are going on. How, you know, I started this year in sort of a pretty, in a beautiful way, I had this, adopted this new little doggy who's just the greatest ever. I love him so much. You know, and then my family going through the loss of my grandfather, and my mom going through that, and all the kind of stuff that comes with that. And I don't know, it's just had me thinking when I meet all of you at these events, and it just makes me feel a little more connected to, you know, I don't know, life and people and everything that it's about. I think about what I've been in, right? I think about my little world and my little grief and my sorting through things and my wrapping my head around things and time and age. And I'll get to that in a minute too, and health and, you know, relationships and all the questions around like, what are we doing here? And in a weird way, feeling like in my 40s now, I question things more than I ever have. And maybe that's just because as we get older, we realize how much we don't know. And so therefore it starts to all feel like, holy, I don't know shit. and in a way, there's like something kind of freeing about that. And then in this way, it makes me feel like I'm just sort of getting to know myself in this whole new light that I feel like, you know, we talk about going through like in our 20s and 30s and sort of finding ourselves or whatever. And maybe this is everybody, right? Maybe we all kind of feel a certain age forever. I think it's funny, my friends and I sort of talk about that, how, you know, we're in our 40s now. We were looking at some pictures the other day and we were in our 20s, and it was like, but we still are, right? Are we all kind of still, don't we always kind of feel like we're kids? Because we are. We're all like sons and daughters, and we're all siblings, and we are all aging together. So in some weird way, we're all staying the same age. Oh my God, I'm making no sense. But I was just thinking about all of this, like age and health and everything, and everything I've been feeling, and the grief that I've been feeling, and what I've been questioning and looking at in my own life and going through my and it's my world, right? That's just me. That's my little energy field and world. And then going to these conventions, there are so many people meeting and having conversations with so many of you, and I love it so much. And it's weird because I think about me and I think about what I've been in and the space I've been in and, you know, stuff I've been going through. And I look around and I see all of these people and I think about everything. In the spirit of self-care, today's sponsor, OneSkin, is here to help you simplify your skincare regimen. Founded by four PhDs dedicated to skin longevity, OneSkin proves you don't need a complicated routine to achieve better skin. Their topical supplements make it easy to help your skin stay younger and healthier without all the extra steps. The secret? OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It is the first ingredient scientifically proven to reduce the buildup of senescent cells, those notorious zombie cells that contribute to skin aging. Fewer zombie cells mean healthier, younger-looking skin with fewer lines and wrinkles, reduced age spots, and a stronger natural barrier, something that's especially important this time of year. Your skin does so much for you. Return the favor with OneSkin. For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off their first OneSkin purchase using the code METIME when you check out at OneSkin.co. Invest in the health and longevity of your skin with OneSkin. I love OneSkin. I love everything about OneSkin. The main thing that I love is that I get compliments on my skin. People have said my skin looks better, it's glowing, all those things. And OneSkin is the only new thing that I'm using. I've even noticed, I love it and I can't say enough about it. And I know I'm talking about like beauty stuff and travel stuff in this episode. And OneSkin is one of the things that I make sure I always have with me, as I was just saying in the episode. So treating the symptoms rather than the root causes of aging has long been the norm. Most skincare available on the market is designed to provide a temporary reduction in visible signs of aging, addressing the surface symptoms of an underlying decline in skin health. OneSkin is more than skincare. It is about skin longevity, targeting the root causes of aging to help you look and feel your best at every age. Get started today with 15% off using code METIME at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with code METIME. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them that we sent you. It is time to expect more from your skincare routine. Invest in the health of your skin with OneSkin. In case you need a refresher, here is why today's sponsor, Olive & June, is freaking amazing. I absolutely love Olive & June. I just do. You get the most beautiful salon quality nails whenever you want on your own time. Plus, you get chip-free manicures that last 7+ days. 7+ days. And the best part? With Olive & June Manny System, each manicure breaks down to just $2 per manicure. I love that everything you need for a salon quality manicure is all in one box. They have the perfect tools for your nails and you get to personally choose 6 polishes. I'm more of a neutral nail person at the moment. I've been into this Brave blush color and the cable knit one. They're so pretty. I feel like nudes are kind of the thing right now. And they're like, those two to me are like the perfect clean and like refreshing colors. But when I am in a rush, I love to use their press-on nails. They look so real. They last so long. I have people stop me and ask me, oh, where do you get your nails done? And it's the press-on nails. Anyway, they have many sizes. You can find the perfect fit. And it's seriously the most easy removal. All you have to do is use warm water. How great is that? If you want perfect nails for any occasion, you must check out Olive & June. Visit oliveandjune.com/metime for 20% off your first Manny system. That's Olive & June, oliveandjune.com/metime for 20% off your first Manny system.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Everybody is walking around with grief. Everybody is walking around, well, you know, and that can be maybe not the loss of a person, but maybe the loss of a job or missing a period of your life, missing a person, a relationship, a pet, a job, money, whatever it is that like, I just feel like we are all in some way walking around with all of these things, right? And something about these conventions and something about meeting all of these people has just, because I have had so much fun. I have had an absolute effing blast at all of these events. I get to be with Tim, who is just another insanely beautiful, powerful, inspiring person. And I'm most of you, I think, listening to this have no psych or have listening or have listened to The Psychologist or in or know who Tim is or any of the, you know, all those things. And do you know how insanely magical he is? So he's just like, so I get to have this experience with all these people, and it has lifted me up so much. January was brutal, just brutal. And meeting all of you and having these experiences, it's just been really beautiful. So this was really just a little podcast to say thank you and how much I have been lifted up by meeting all of you and just brought such awareness to, I don't know, life and people and gratitude and what we're, I don't know, all going through all of the time. And I've been talking to a lot of people lately about this, like, I know I've talked about it. I don't want this to be a downer, right? I'm actually trying to get to the part where it's like, I'm just in a lot of reflection. So I think with that, it sounds emotional and painful or whatever, but it's not. I'm actually in the space right now of such peace and excitement and looking up and looking forward, and spring is here and the sun feels good. And I just was sitting here thinking about what I was going to talk about on Me Time this week and how I've been holding all of this around, like how just special this experience has been over the last couple of months and what it has done for me, and that it has made me so aware and brought such an awareness to looking around, meeting people, hearing your experiences, hearing you say things about psych and what it got you through. And some of you shared really, really painful stories and beautiful stories and uniting stories with like your family members and like talking about psych and all of that. I don't know. God. And it just had me thinking about everybody. Everybody's just in it. We're all just trying to figure it out. Everybody's just trying to like walk through their days with their pain and their grief and also finding happiness and joy and life and all of that. And it's just fucking awesome. And I don't know. That's it. That's all I really have to say. It's been a very interesting start to 24, and I feel some clouds kind of lifting. I have over the last few weeks with the travels and the people and being able to do a podcast where I get to talk about truly one of the most meaningful things in my life. And that is, I will say psych the show, but it is the people. And then to get to share and all of that with you all, it's a game changer. So maybe you're listening to Me Time right now and you're like, what the hell is she talking about with this show? But anyway, go watch Psych. There's my little plug. But I think most of you have come from that. Most of you know what Psych is, who are listening. So I just want to say that's it. Thank you. That's probably going to just be my episode this week because I don't really want to wander into too much. We have so many fun episodes coming up, by the way. We're going to get back to like the big fun stuff. We're going to do some travel episodes, and we have a stylist coming on and like beauty talk. We just have a bunch of fun little let's get ready for summer kind of things because I'm looking forward to that too. But I did want to just have this moment to, as I have been sort of in this state of reflection and being so thankful for, I don't know, this show and Tim and all of you, as we call you our extended family, thank you for coming to listen to us talk about psych. Thank you for sharing what you share. And thank you all so much for listening. So many thank yous. This is my thank you episode. But thank you for listening to another episode of Me Time. We have some fun guests coming up, and I can't wait.